when we compromise on style and taste because we enjoy a bargain, you know you're at Costco. I heard so much about Costco growing up, not knowing what it was. It was like the original verb. Like, you, did you go to Costco? Did you Costco? Yeah, I Costco'd. Even the name just didn't sound right. It sounded like Cost Company. And it was just a warehouse, a generic warehouse in the middle of nowhere with industrial stuff. And you need membership. Like, it's a club. You don't know how you got membership. You can't. There's no, hey, how, where did you get your membership? It's like, you know, you have to go inside. It's like, how do you get inside? You need membership. Then when you're inside, you realize it's a whole bunch of stuff sitting on pallets, like it's like the original dark web. The dark web before the internet, you know, it's just stuff. Or even it was like Netflix before Netflix. You know, it's like, it's, there's a lot of stuff, but there's really nothing. So I remember my first time going to a Costco. It was a family friend got us in. They had a business. It was a carpet cleaning business. So it was just like they got us in, you know, and we felt special being in this exclusive club that sold a whole bunch of stuff that we didn't need on pallets. And the prices were on dot matrix paper. And it was just a whole different world, but we felt obligated to say thank you. It was weird seeing people just hand out stuff, food, in these pill cups, you know, these tiny little pill cups for samples. I didn't know what it was, you know, being 12-year-old me. I just thought it was like, is that Molly? And then you could see your 12-year-old friends just go after it like they it was something that they wanted to experience. They took it willingly. They seem happy, you know. They know where to go for the stuff. Like, they showed me around, like the hot dog and drink combo, which is all I ever wanted as a 12-year-old kid, just all park food. That was at Costco. Present day. When I shop at Costco, I just hope I don't have to kill anybody. It's just, it's a whole different type of animal. Where people always like this, I just never really saw, like, I was them. But, you know, with adult eyes, seeing them, I just want to strangle them. It's almost like, it's like Disneyland without the roped lines. You know, it's just free chaos. First battle that you have to go through is finding a parking spot. You know, it's nearly impossible. I thought being there early, knowing the type of people that shop there, you think going there early would actually beat them to the punch? No, it's just like Disneyland. They're there for the rope drop. They're there to beat people like me. I also made the mistake of going there on New Year's Eve, thinking that nobody would be there because these type of people are actually at home enjoying their Costco stuff. But I had no idea that there's a whole wave of other people getting their stuff before it happens. So I get there, I find a parking spot. And I usually don't like the park next to the shopping carts. But I was like, that's the only spot left. It's almost like I'm happy that I have a dented can. That's the only can left. So I might as well use it, you know, because that's... in no common way would you ever take that. But you know that it, so you get in there and get out. So you go, you park, you run. Everybody goes through, then they have the bouncer. The bouncer that you know you could take down. It's like my mother being the bouncer to this exclusive club. So you take it, and you key in like it's a fob. There's like these little scanner things you key in, then you go. for me, I just don't, I'm one of those guys that I don't want to go with a shopping cart, because the moment you have a shopping cart, you lose all common sense. You go slower than you normally go, and you just make a hard left or hard right while somebody's trying to walk past you. God forbid that you are on your cell phone, but when I see a shopping cart and a cell phone, I know that the insurance rate has to go up for Costco. I'm avoiding those things in general. My shopping list is written down. I don't want to reach for my phone, because I reach for my phone, that's my hand. My hand is now inaccessible. You know, I have two hands. I have to carry whatever. That's my policy with Costco. Whatever I get, I have to carry out with two hands. I use Express Lane and just go. So I'm one of those guys that's just going. I know this episode, I'm probably going to sound more like a Costco Ken. But I do have a few gripes. If you are in a membership, I do feel like that you have to sign a waiver. I do feel like that you should abide by some of these rules that you are signing to. One, no cell phones. Two, no talking to other people. I think the moment you have a shopping cart and you talk to other people, that's when you block an aisle. I've seen it happen multiple times when I go, oh my God, I have to break. I felt like Barry Sanders just going like, okay, I could see my lane closing. I need to get around this other pallet to get to the other line to avoid all these people. And you know what? Sometimes I have to go out there with elbows out. I have to set a pick for myself. I don't enjoy being in Costco. 5 minutes max. That's my game plan. 5 minutes max. I'm probably there for half an hour, but it's not. I think I could be done in five. I feel like shopping carts should be equipped with bumper sensors, or like when you're out of your lane. All right, so first, I would encourage that they actually have lanes in Costco instead of just wide open waxed cement. You know, no lanes, no guidance. People just tend to just go wander around like it's bumper cars. If there could be lanes, and just stay in your lane, one way, one side is for one way, the other side's for the other way, right? So you have a little crisscross traffic. There is no interactions when you're crisscrossing. You can only go one, if you could chit-chat, but you have to go in the exact same direction, because we don't want rush hour traffic happening in Costco. That would be my one ask. Or we get to have, since it is a membership and it seems like that there's numerous Costco member helpers, whatever you call them, workers, I think that if you are going to have a shopping cart and you're going to load up a minimum of $500 worth of stuff, they should provide you with a Costco cart pusher. They're the ones that's actually going to push the cart for you, so you can actually go look for stuff, as opposed to just being, you know, thinking that you can multitask. Because sometimes I have to say, Costco does feel a lot like America's Chinatown.